Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again. I'm Annie.
I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends,
One Chat.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Trying to pump myself up.
Pump myself up! Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm very excited to be here today.
Oh.
We are getting...
So, like, extra excited. Not even just because of the topic. Like, just, like, in the actual day we're in today, I'm just, like, happy to be here with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It feels good today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like a good day.
I slept like a champion. I'm sorry. I'm not sure you slept like a champion.
Not so great, but that's fine.
I got dog cuddles in the morning.
Oh.
You guys.
It's a good way to start the day.
Oh, man, my pity does it. It's something I would call a morning mom mash, which is where he just crawls into my lap. And he's a large dog. He's a large boy.
Large and bony.
Yep, and he just smashes on your lap. And it is so wonderful. And he'll usually position his, like, if there's a TV show on, he'll, like, mash his little head on your leg so he's watching TV with you, which he did today.
Yeah.
And it is wonderful.
It was a beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful thing.
Okay. I'm actually very excited because this is one of my favorite topics to talk about.
You do love this one.
Well, and it can't, you know, the more we're exploring, we're looking into this idea of, if you haven't listened to our first episode of Social Mapping.
Yes.
It's in season one.
Yep.
It's
way early on.
Way early on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is, they're all on the website, so you don't have to worry. You can just go find it on twofriendsonechat.com.
Yep.
And we talked about this idea of having social levels of you have your intimate circle, you have your friendship circle, you have your participation circle, and then your exchange circle. And it kind of starts, intimacy is the primary one and works its way out.
Yes. And we mapped, like, well, because I think the original one, you're right, was season one. And then earlier this season, I did my own.
That's right.
And we had just worked on, like, okay, currently, right now, where you're at, what does your social...
Yes.
Like, who's in your social circles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, like making our own personal maps.
Right.
Yes. The more we've explored this idea, the more I think... there's a greater level of importance on a social map than I had realized. In fact, the first time I did it, I remember thinking, like, oh, this is kind of like, will be a boring exercise. It's only four bubbles, right? Like, what really fun, profound thing can come out of that? But as we're exploring and looking at how do we get through hard things, how do we make sure and use our dump circles, how do we... And it really draws very often back to this idea of social mapping.
It does.
It really does. And so we have decided to do an episode about giving some tips and tools to build your own social map.
Yeah, social mapping 2.0. We're like stepping up our game.
Yeah, we're taking it.
We're taking it to the next level. That's the level up noise.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It felt right.
And I think not only with social mapping, but I think you will find the longer that we are doing this podcast, we will continue to do this with ideas, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
that is just how this stuff works. We will constantly be leveling up and going different directions with different tools and things we've talked about. But this one just seems perfect.
Yeah.
With especially the stuff we've recently been talking about on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And how do we fill those spaces in our social circle to have those people to rely on and to support you?
Yeah.
So it's important to build them. It's hard.
It is.
I am not looking forward to this episode. This is definitely an area I need to work on, but it's worth it. I think it's going to be worth it.
And I think we'll have fun with it because I have a lot of experience doing this from moving so recently, right? Because when I moved, I was like, oh my gosh, I am leaving a really rich network behind.
Yeah.
And of course, like, you know, my intimacy circle just hasn't changed. I have been so blessed to have friendships, obviously, like this one, and others that just won't, that doesn't really change geographically for me.
Agreed.
Yeah. And so, but all those other circle layers are disrupted.
Yeah.
And so the first tool we're going to talk about, and it's okay, this one's not, I don't think this one's that bad.
Okay.
It's okay, it's
all right. I'm ready. Just pull a Band-Aid off.
Yeah. just rip it
just
off.
Just give me the shot. I don't want to look. Just do it.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. But the first one, it's going to seem like very, is to just be intentional. You have to be intentional about it.
And that sounds like so simple, right?
Yes.
Like, just be intentional. And it technically is. That, to me, is the hardest step.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Because it feels like a commitment, you know, I actually have to do this now.
Okay.
Like, I have to make this a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Which it should be. I'm not saying it
should.
Yeah. Don't get
for
me wrong.
For sure.
It feels easier to just, like, let it happen, right?
Oh.
My social circles will fill
when
the world aligns itself and it fills, right? Like, I don't have to do the work. But you do. We do have to do the hard work.
We do. I think I could see that actually being very difficult, especially because, one, being introverted, it's exponentially more difficult to build your social circles.
Yes.
We are both introverts, so we really stand and support you.
Yes.
Introverts
unite, but by ourselves.
But by
in
ourselves.
In our own spaces.
Please don't talk to me.
Can you imagine, like, an introvert conference? Like, all these people technically coming together, but, like, no one really wants to talk to each other.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends who's also one of the most introverted humans. And she said something I identified with on an emotional level. She was like, sometimes I don't even want to be perceived by other people. Like, I just want to be invisible.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God. I resonate with that feeling of just, like, I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She was, it's really fun to talk to her, but I want to normalize lady introvert, like, girls weekends.
Okay.
So you go on, like, these retreats, and, like, it's gotta be, like, somewhere beautiful and outdoors, and everyone has their own, like, yurt. And, like, but you know that it's, like, with all your good friends that you're gonna spend dinner together, and dinner's, like, from 4 p.m.
Sure.
to, like, 9 p.m.
Right.
Like, it's this
a
long,
chunk.
Beautiful dinner.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the only time you guys hang out with each other. But you get, like, 3 or 4 dinners, right?
Sure.
And the rest of the time is just
you
time.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
We have to start normalizing that, because I think that would be the greatest, most amazing, like, could you imagine?
I'm loving this so much.
Yes.
I'm there right now in my head.
And there's, like, a masseuse there, right? So you get, like, massages.
People do things on me. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Also, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to masseuses right now. Like, I don't.
Oh.
Like, you are wonderful and amazing, and thank you for the work you do, but also don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I usually just warn them I'm going to probably fall asleep a little bit.
Okay.
Like, if I snore, I'm sorry. That kind of helps a lot. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
We digress.
Digress. Okay, bring
back. Back to being intentional. And I do want to, when you say be intentional, are you talking about being intentional, like, going out and finding people? Like,
Here's
that
what
sounds awful.
I was just gonna say, like, here's what intention can look like. This is what it looked like for me when I moved here.
Yeah.
Was, like, prioritizing my intimacy circle, right? Like, I'm very fortunate to have you, because we get to see each other on a scheduled basis. That was incredibly helpful when I first moved.
Okay.
And continues to be so, right? But, like, we are flying up to Oregon for, like, vacation, and I'm getting dinner, or I'm having dinner with my friend Bob and his wife Kelsey, because, like, I don't get to see them very, you know, so it's, like, really being intentional. My brother and sister both flew out, not at the same time, with their families, and was super intentional about the time I got to spend with them, because they are on that intimacy circle. So it's really being like, oh my goodness.
Well, it's like being intentional on a bunch of levels then. Not only, so like being intentional in maintaining the relationships you have.
Yes.
Okay. As well as when you're trying to fill them, really don't just let anyone in. Be really intentional about like what section you're filling.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that. I think intention to me more looks like the cultivating of the social circle, but kind of on your point, if you don't have like a rich social circle and you're looking at really beefing it up, if you will, then
I guess that's what I'm thinking of, because I've got a few people, right? But those outer layers looking a little rough.
Two things. First of all, Susan got a haircut and it is awesome.
Oh.
She did like, is it a lady that cuts your hair?
Oh, I just go like Great Clips. You can't hurt this. So I just go cheap.
Oh.
Cheap and dirty. Can't hurt this kind of hair.
Cheap and dirty. Wouldn't worry about it. Well.
So whoever was at Great Clips that day.
Well, they crushed it.
Okay.
They really did. Yeah. It's like more of an A-frame, and I'm feeling it. I'm vibing with it. Anyway, I digress. Yes. I think when I am thinking of intention, I am thinking of intentional to keep what you have, and then also intentional to seek out and find.
That's where I'm at. Okay.
Yes. And I love it. Work it
you
out.
You're doing great. I'm so nervous.
I think what that can look like the physical part of the tool is one, keep investing in those that you have. Okay. That's a big deal, right? Yeah. But like for the outer layers, if you don't have friends, making friends.
You gotta go make some?
Yes. And I want to normalize this.
Okay.
Making friends as an adult is really fucking
so hard.
Okay. Like, it's because there's so much, like, oh, goodness. Yeah. So you have to dig in, find your communication skills. And all of this leads us to the next tool. So you got to be intentional about it.
Okay.
And then you got to try it. So how do you make friends? You strike up a conversation.
Gotta go try to make friends.
You know what is a really good tool for your tool belt is the, oh goodness, what is the name of the app? Let's Meet or something like that? No.
Oh, like the Meetup?
Yes, Meetup.
Yeah.
We used that. So if you move to a new city, you can do meetups where it's just a big group of people interested in the same thing you are, which is a pretty great place to start when making friends.
Also, if we're talking about apps, now I have not done this personally.
Yeah.
Bumble. I've done Bumble. That's how I met Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite dating app if you're on dating apps. But they also have a friend option.
Okay.
They have like a dating, a business, and a friend option in Bumble. And I worked with a lady a couple years ago that she moved across the country, moved here, and did that.
Wow.
Like, she Bumbled friends.
And it worked?
I don't know if she made any, like, long-term friends.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was, she went on some friend dates.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it is hard to do. I want to validate the crap out of how difficult that is. Because it is, it's a lot like dating. You're putting yourself out there, right?
Yeah.
And we know that we need that as a level of survival, even on a level that's not, like, you know, your most intimate of partner, right? Like, maybe this friend won't ever be in your intimacy circle. We still need people.
Right.
So,
And we still have to try, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You'll never get anyone into any of those levels if you don't go try it and meet people.
Yep.
Ugh.
I do love the actual tools. I didn't know that about Bumble. So I think that's great. And Meetup has been awesome. There was a face. Okay, so I also just asked a couple out. Like, it was so weird. Like, Yeah, we met them and they were wonderful. And I was out with Aaron and I was like, how do we, like, I feel like, well, I would, like, hang out with them again, but like,
dinner, or?
I don't know. And so Aaron's like, well, you should give them our number. And I was like, I don't know. And so then I like found a napkin and I wrote it down and I, and oh. it's and you do have that like, oh my God, what if they don't text me back? Or like it's like a real thing. Yes. And it's just really, it was just really sweet. And it was actually kind of interesting because it's like you have a, it's kind of like having your partner there as your support person. You know how usually when you were dating, like I would talk to you about it. Exactly. It was so funny. Like, but that, it, I want to validate that that's nerve wracking.
Yes.
We really lucked out. It turned out they're really great. We've hung out with them several times. But it's really important to not only be intentional about it, right? Like, because I knew when I moved here, I needed friends.
You had to. Yes. You had to add to that circle. Because, you, like you said, you had had such a good circle.
Yeah.
And I could only imagine how kind of shocking to the system it would be to, like, have that nice full circle emptied.
Yeah.
Like, right, just bam, just like that.
It was really, yes. Wow. I think I was pretty lonely at first, which is fair. I think anyone who's probably made a big move feels that pressure.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I started to get very intentional about it. I would almost describe it as intentionally and a little bit aggressive because I knew it was a need that I needed to start building.
That does not surprise me. No,
nope, not at all. I don't think any,
If you're going to do it, it's like, okay, let's do it. Like, here we go.
Yep.
Going all in.
Kept telling Aaron, like, we need friends. We need friends. And it was just really cute. And so then we really started like the try it out stage. And the same is true. This one is probably most true for finding those, both like the outer layer of exchange. So those pieces. And
Like you got to try a couple local pubs, right? Yep. And you got to try a couple local nail salons. Yep. You got to try some of those places to see, okay, which one of these coffee stands is going to be my new coffee stand.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, and even, like, getting your new, like, because you need a good groove with your doctor. You need a good groove with your dentist. You need the dermatologist. Like, you need all these things. And so being intentional about looking at them as a part of your social circles, I think is really important because it's kind of like what you said. Are you also being intentional about where they fall?
Right.
And, like, you should have good you should be comfortable with your PCP. That's a huge deal.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, if you're listening to this and you're uncomfortable with your PCP, get a new one.
Just kind of switch. But also recognize, like, even, I mean, I think a lot of times when we're talking about social mapping, we are solely focused on friends, right? Because social in our head is friends.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to remember, just like you're saying, this is all these layers. Your PCP is in your social map.
Yes, absolutely.
They fall within a layer of this. And all those layers matter.
Yes.
You need to be intentional and work on and fill all those layers.
Yep.
Including your PCP and your coffee person. Yep. And, like, all of it matters. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
I think the hardest one on a big move for me, and I think you would probably identify with this a little bit, is that participation level.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my hardest one.
Yeah. 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 And I think that one is extra hard as an adult because, like, we don't have a lot of readily available participation, you know, things.
Yeah. I'm not, like, five and you just go to the playground.
Yeah. I'm not going to, like, join a t-ball league, although I might join some kind of league. I could definitely
shoot at me. Yeah, you probably would.
But that one's a little harder because you need a really specific schedule. I am also very lucky because of my virtual D&D group.
Yes.
That's definitely a participation, although they're also all in my friend circle. But that is literally something we play every week. Right. Although it never happens every week because we all have, like,
but it's in the schedule for every week so that it happens most of the time.
Yes.
Yep. I do the exact same thing.
Yep. Yep. So that one, I mean, that one is really helpful. I want to beef up that layer of my social map.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have the be intentional.
Yes.
Try it out.
Yeah.
This is the one that I want people to hear the loudest, and it's to just give yourself a break and a grace because it's going to be a lot of work.
Yes. And I would assume some of these things yeah. in peoples and groups are not going to work out.
That's why.
So yes. being kind of gentle on yourself, yes. if like, okay, I did ask that couple out and we did go to dinner.
Yeah.
Didn't work. It wasn't yeah. a great match.
Yeah.
In that situation. And that's not, no one did anything wrong. Right. So yeah. just be kind and gentle.
Yes.
When it doesn't work out.
Because it's a huge cost to put yourself out there. Yeah. I mean, it's even a huge cost to seek out a PCP, yes. do the whole first thing, and then realize maybe they don't understand mental health or something yes. like that. And you're like, gosh, yeah. dang it. Now we got to go back to the drawing board. So it's really important that you honor that energy exertion. It's you're going to be exhausted.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that idea of honoring that work.
Yeah. Yes. And then like care for yourself afterwards.
Yes.
So like, yeah, hopefully that will help this idea of building a social map not feel as intimidating. If you know that when you try, it's going to be a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And that you can take care of yourself afterwards. Like, okay. That I think is very helpful as you look at building, because this isn't something you can build overnight. That's the other thing I think that's hard about a social map. You can't just put it together, right? Because
I don't just go join that league
and then bam. Done, solved it. Yeah.
Right. You're yeah. right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It is definitely a delicate dance, and really you have to give yourself like grace and a break.
I mean, this similar to just the whole idea of mental health. This is feel like this yeah. is a lifelong
yes.
journey.
Yes.
And your circles are going to ebb and flow, and people absolutely. Are going to come and go yeah. and sometimes you're going to have to put more work into them, yep. and sometimes they're just going to kind of do their thing.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I would imagine, too, if you have struggled with addiction or you have had undiagnosed, like, mental health yeah. issues and, like, you know, are really in that recovery stage and phase,
yeah,
this is an incredibly important tool to build because, like, it just gives you a great framework for building a rich life, where if okay. you have lived in addiction, you've probably been exposed to a lot of unhealthy habits, you know, and people. Yes. So this is a great way to sort of just take a visual look at yourself
yeah.
like and your relationships and where they fall, and then use the tools. Be intentional about seeking out those relationships on all levels, right?
Yep.
You shouldn't have just a big circle of intimate partners.
Yeah.
Like, you need those other layers.
I hear you. I know.
I hear you. I love that so much. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm fine, yes. Annie. Okay.
There, yes, because I'm being intentional. I'm yeah. just, I've got to go try stuff.
You got to try it, man.
And I've got to honor trying.
Yes.
And also be gentle.
Yeah.
Whatever the outcome of trying is.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes if I have to do, what is the word that they used? Like non-preferred activities?
Yes.
Which... by the way, going on a first quote-unquote date with new friends isn't something I'd put in the preferred category, right?
What?
Like, I'm stressed out all of a sudden. I'm like, I thought I got over this after I was done dating, but, like,
yeah,
that's really just the reality of human relationships, right? So I was like, ugh. So you can just think, what do I want to do when I get home? Like,
oh,
maybe I will.
Kind of treat yourself yes. for trying.
Yeah. I'm going to read my book, and I'm going to take a long bath. Or,
oh, I love this.
I already know I have my podcast ready to go. I love, you know, I love my creepy podcast.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, I'm going to like brush my teeth and do like a full, you know, skincare routine. And I'm going to sit and listen to that creepy podcast. Like, so it's things like that. So set yourself up.
Yes.
To just honor that you are going to put out a lot of energy.
Yeah.
That helps me feel a lot better.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully that makes building a social map a little less scary. I mean, the other thing you can do about when we're talking about being intentional, even for like exchange and participation, is when you know you're going in to the activity
mm-hmm.
to build your social map, it kind of gives you that intention of like, do I want this doctor in my social map?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Do I, and so it kind of helps give, in a really positive way, a you-centered, view.
Well, and that, I mean, that's just, we have the same brain sometimes. I was just thinking that, at least for me, adding that piece around being intentional and, like, making sure that I'm giving myself the power.
Yeah.
To set this
up. Yes!
Because I think previously my participation circle is empty because I'm not good at setting boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea of participating in an activity or thing with a group of people feels like that so quickly is going to turn into having to be in 12 other people's intimacy circles, right?
Because
that's the pattern. And I think we talked about this when I did my social mapping. It feels scarier because I'm not great at that.
Yeah.
But I love this idea of being intentional and giving myself, like, allowing myself to sit in that power of, like, I'm setting the intention in this activity or this group for myself, that these are not people that are going to join me in my friendship or intimacy circle, right?
Yep.
That this is just a thing I'm going to go to. Maybe I don't even give anyone my number, right?
Yep.
I just, you only get to see me and participate with me here in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
That's why I think
I got the power.
I love that.
That's what I gotta tell myself.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my pump up.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Run on that confidence. Okay. I love that. That's exactly, I think that's a beautiful byproduct of being intentional about all levels.
Yes.
Is like, this should be, you should feel confident in your ability to pursue and choose how you build your social circles.
Yes.
Like, that's a really big deal. So I love that perspective. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I also do, you know, the participation section. One of the things I really love about it is it can be activity-based. That usually makes it pretty helpful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would, again, I'd look at something like activity-based. And Meetup is a great place to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should actually probably do another Meetup. I will say, the friends that we met, she invited me to, like, a ladies' wine night, and it was a very cool group of ladies, like, working professionals from all different
parts.
Yeah, and it was really fun, and, yeah, I was like, wow, this is a really great crowd, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you kind of never know where it's gonna go. It's really, yeah, I'm on a little adventure, so, yeah. I will say, too, as we've really dived into how important the social mapping is, I can see every time we do the podcast, and a lot of times just during the day and reflecting with like those I know, it's really important to have your social map and to be intentional about it, because it can affect how you interact with other people.
Yes.
In the fact that, I'm not sure if I'm being articulate enough, but, like, if your social circle's really small, like,
even your unintentional interactions with people are going to be different, because certain needs aren't being met.
Yes,
right.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So if you have a very low friendship or intimacy circle, your exchange interactions might be even weird or wrong. Not wrong, but, like,
off
things
balance.
Get muddy or off
balance
because, like, you shouldn't be friends with your PCP, right?
You
shouldn't be friends with your therapist. They should stay in the exchange layer.
Yep.
And you can have great relationships with them, but they should stay out there.
Yep.
But I could see what you're saying. It could get, if you don't have those other levels filled, things might start crisscrossing.
Yep.
And which is probably why I always end up in everyone's intimacy circle. Because they are probably needing that filled.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we talked about this earlier. I think, I truly think you can be in someone's circle that doesn't match where they are.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, yes.
For sure.
Yes.
I love your point that you're talking about of the off balance of the muddying of where people will fall.
Yeah.
And how that can
for
really,
you and them.
Yeah, like role confusion, you know?
Yes.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your therapist should not be your best friend, guys.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. You should have a therapist, but they should not be your best friend.
Yeah.
Or your friend at all. They should just be your therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you guys have positive rapport. I don't want you to be, like, afraid of your therapist.
No. You, like, hopefully your therapist is friendly and you are friendly with each other, but...
But you're right.
They should not be your friends.
No, they shouldn't. And for sure they shouldn't. And I think, too, and we talk about this a lot, but a rich social map or social, if you're investing or network, however you really want to describe it, will be a bumper. Like, it'll stop a lot of things. Like, it'll be a red flag for codependence, right? Like, because it's really building against that principle, right?
Right.
You are not building everything on one person.
Yeah.
It'll help with dating a lot if you are looking for a partner because...
Oh, yes.
It's going to be crucial.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
So I would really encourage, actually, if you're in that stage of life where you're, like, looking for a partner.
Yeah.
It is just, you should absolutely do your social map, but pay attention to theirs too.
Yeah.
Like, what does their support system look like? Where does, you know, like, I think that is a very helpful tool.
That's huge.
Huge. Huge. I wish someone would have told me that, like, when I was just a kiddo, like.
Because you're right. I can see, and I think we did in our 20s, right? I could see you go in dating thinking you're going to find this one person to fill all of your social circle needs. And really, it's like the total opposite in reality.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and like the really far end and the really, like, you know, the ungood side of that is, like, we know, like, DV perpetrators often, they move you away from your social circles.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Because that's a way to control someone if they are lacking a social circle.
Yeah.
So, or, you know, a map of any kind for social support. So, that's of course, like, the very far, sad
end.
It's all spectrum. But also something very to be mindful of as you're looking for a partner and building a life and looking for a future.
Yes.
Is, like,
in yourself and in others to really be paying attention to, I love this so much.
Oh, me too. Did I cover all the tools? Oh, nope. I got one tool left.
We digress.
Okay. We digress. And this one is, I promise you can do it. Just stay on it. Because again, it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to strike out. You're totally going to strike out.
Yeah.
Honor that. Honor it. But stay in it. It's really important. You can do it. Stay in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give yourself the break and the grace and then go at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Try a different group.
Yeah.
Find a different PCP.
Yep.
Go on a different date.
Yep.
Find a different
app.
Partner.
Yep.
Like.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. And you can do it. And it's totally worth it because.
It's hard and it's worth it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everything else we talk about.
You know what I will say?
It's worth the work.
It's like hard until it isn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, until you've lined them all up and then you're on that kind of easy flow now. Like, look at this.
Yeah. And you are right. The ebb and flows,
and
you know?
Of course.
Yeah. But
does everything. But
as does everything. But yeah, I love that. It definitely gets easier once you make it through the finding something that matches that social, you know, it really meets that need. That's really positive. But yeah, honor the fact that getting there can be kind of a turd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is so important.
So important and so worth it. Like, you deserve a rich, supported life.
Yeah.
Like, if someone hasn't told you that today, let me be the one that you deserve this. So, do the work.
Do the work.
Honor that it's hard. Stay on it.
Oh.
And then just try stuff.
And then, you just gotta keep
Just gotta go for it. Just gotta roll the dice.
Do you have a feeling, this is a question for you, because it's just now coming to me, if someone's super new and early on to all of this, do you think it'd be easier to test some of these out in the further away circles?
Oh. Yeah.
In the exchange circles?
Yeah.
Like, maybe do some experimenting on finding a new coffee shop or something, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if for people just hearing about this and trying it out, that might feel safer.
I love that.
A safer place to experiment and try all these tools.
Yeah.
Then, like, okay, I've got to go find a new best friend.
Love it.
Okay.
I love that. And I think that is a perfect approach, right? If it feels intimidating, let's start with a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And let's build like that one time a week coffee treat, you know, into your schedule.
Yeah.
And let's try that out. And then we start there. I love yes. that. I think that is a wonderful
and being
way.
Intentional about I'm going to find a new spot or I'm going to find yep. a new drive through mm-hmm. or I randomly went through a different coffee place drive through the other week just because yes. it happened to be there and Jeremy had called and wanted something. I'm like, oh, I don't want to drive across town.
Yeah.
And it was, so that was not intentional.
Yeah.
It was accidental, but there was something kind of like, oh.
Was the vibe right?
Just kind of like mixing up my exchange.
Ooh.
Like,
ooh.
I was like, I don't hate this. Maybe I want to start driving through this coffee place.
I love that.
And I haven't been back, but I've been thinking for a couple of weeks, like maybe I want to start going there.
I love
maybe
that.
Maybe that's my new vibe.
I love it.
But now I can actually go back there.
Yeah.
With intention.
Yeah. Heck
with
yes.
With intention of... Stop. Is this going to be my new coffee place on my exchange circle?
Oh my God, I love it.
And what are the boundaries I'm going to set around that?
Oh my God.
With that barista, right?
Yeah.
What are going to be my boundaries with that barista? This sounds a little dumb, but I think this is going to be a fun way.
Yes.
To try, for me personally,
yeah.
to try building or kind of playing around with that exchange circle before I attempt a participation event.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. And I think that's a wonderful way to think about it because the exchange one is so easy to experiment with, right? Like it doesn't,
yes.
no, there's no coordinating of schedules that
exactly.
need to happen. It can just, you know, like for the most part, unless it's like the new piece, PCP, right?
Right.
Right. But I think that is a wonderful approach to try. And just give it a go. The nice thing is, too, you can have two coffee shops. You know what I mean? Like, you can keep just building
those. I can have multiples in that circle. You're right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's great.
And it'll depend on which direction I'm heading that day as to which one I'm going to. But I have gotten so stuck with that particular coffee. Not even just that brand of coffee, I think. You know, I'm a Dutch Bros person.
Okay.
And I always will be for lots of reasons, but... It was interesting to just, like, try something new.
Yep.
Different vibe, different feeling, different exchange. And it was like, maybe this is my vibe now.
I love this.
I think Black Rock might be my vibe.
Okay. We used to have one by our house in Gresham. It was really good. Super good.
I think it might be. And I don't even drink coffee, but they do have energy drinks, which is what I got. But for me, it's less about the actual drink and more about, like, setting... I'm going to set the intention of trying this as my new vibe and my new energy and my exchange circle and see how that feels.
I love it. And then kind of branch into maybe, like, a participation something. I love this.
Yeah, just...
Okay,
just,
all right. Did I push it too hard? Did I go too far?
Pump your brakes. Okay. We'll get there.
Oh my God. That was so awesome. Just no, Annie, no. Don't do that. Don't. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Well, I hope these tools help because
I think so.
They would have helped me immensely had I understood and had someone emphasize the value of each level.
Yeah.
Because I, as an introvert, as a young person, only knew that center circle.
Intimacy or nothing.
Yeah. And there's an entire world outside of that, by the way, guys. And it's awesome. It's so great. And I will say that I am so, I can't speak without, like, explaining how grateful I am. I really do have a great intimacy circle.
Yes.
I've been so fortunate to have, like, the same handful of friends pretty much forever.
Yeah.
And so that is a huge, huge blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to recognize if that has not been your experience, it's going to be exponentially
more
difficult.
It's going to be a lot of very hard work, but it will be worth it.
It'll be worth it, and just honor that it's hard work.
Yeah.
You know, so take it easy on yourself, especially, again, if you are coming out of really anything, like, traumatic. So if you're coming out from struggling with addiction, you're coming out from a newly diagnosed...
Mental health,
or if you're coming out of a domestically violent relationship,
yes,
you will need to have to rebuild all of those circles. And I want to recognize that's going to be a lot of work. It's totally worth it, and you can do it.
And get some help in doing it.
Maybe. Yes, I love that.
Like, I would recommend...
Get
yourself a therapist that can help you...
Bam, bam, bam. Yes.
...process and work through all of this hard work that you're going to be doing.
I guarantee you that if you go to a therapist and say, I want to do a social map and make sure that it's rich and supportive...
Damn,
would that not be the coolest? I would be like, oh my God.
As a therapist, you'd be like, I've hit the jackpot.
Be like, well. Yeah, just, yes, yes. Don't think your therapist will do that.
No.
But I probably would in my heart, just out of sheer joy.
Yes.
Yeah, so that I really hope that these tools help and support you and you feel better equipped to enter that world of giving yourself, because again, you are worth a rich social experience.
Yes.
Almost said experiment. I didn't mean
that. You got experience to get the experiment to get the experience.
Yeah. So that's a good, yeah, that's a good point. That's a
yeah,
good point.
Look for the merch.
Look for the hashtag look for the merch. I wouldn't worry about it. So. Well, we will wrap on that. So Social Mapping 2.0, thank you for hanging out.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
If you have questions or thoughts, email us, twofriends.onechat@gmail.com.
Yep, or you can message on Instagram or Facebook.
Love it. Two friends, one chat
on both of those platforms.
Mm-hmm. You can visit the website, too, and put your thought on our chalkboard, twofriendsonechat.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yes.
We've been advertising it, and it is very soon up and coming, our Patreon site. And mm-hmm. our store will launch very soon. So, because we both work full-time jobs, I can't give you a full-time date yet. But
we're getting there.
We are working very hard to build this. So
it's on the whiteboard, which means it's legit.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah,
not just a thought in our head anymore.
I've done some really awesome rework. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we are so excited, and I love sharing time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you feel supported.
Yes, I hope so, listeners. Yeah. Supported. Hope you got maybe like just a little bit of extra energy. Like maybe I can try something.
Oh, I love that.
In these next few weeks before just Susan and Annie come back on.
Dip the toes in the water.
Just
a boop.
Yeah. Dip your toe. Just dip it.
Beep.
It's not that bad. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's decent temperature.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Let's go.
I might try a whole foot then.
I don't know. Do it.
You guys have the best day. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.